5040. Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Bentonville West gets the ball to start the second half as they move right to the left. It will be Bailey into the front court. That's home in a man-to-man defense. Bailey still has it between the circles. He finally gives it to Hornsby on the left side. Now he's dribbling towards the free throw line. Now it goes over on the left side to Collier Blackburn. He dribbles to the corner. Now gives it to Larson. Up top now it goes to Bailey. Bailey's trying to decide where to go. Now it takes the screen, dribbles through the left elbow, now goes out to the wing, throws up top to Hornsby. Hornsby shuffles his feet as he looks to make a move, and it will be Mountain Home getting the ball on the turnover as we are 42 seconds into the second half. Bentonville West leading 26-20. Talon Benton will walk the ball into the front court for the Bombers. Throws it to Cruz on the left side. Bentonville West in the man-to-man. Cruz dribbles to the top, gives it to Bashirs on the right side. Now he'll throw it there to Benton. Now it goes back to Cruz. Now Cruz going into the lane, going up for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Waymar tried to tip it back in. It looks like a foul is going to be called on rebound. I couldn't see what happened. I had Josh Fulcher right in my direction. But they're going to get a foul on David Waymar. Oh, that's his third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Bombers. 6:55 left in the third quarter. Bentonville West gets the ball back, leading by six. Bailey across the half-court stripe for the Wolverines. He'll throw it to Barron. Now ball goes to Hornsby on the left wing. He's heading down into the lane. Going in for the scoop shot, no good. The tip in, though, by Larson. He gets it back up off the glass and in. He now has 4 points. 28-20, Bentonville West leading it. Here is Benton with it on the right wing. He gives it there to Peters. Now he dribbles up between the circles. Over to Benton on the right side. Now he's heading down towards the paint. Now it kicks it to Cruz in the corner. His jumper is up and in. Luke Cruz now with 5 points. And it's back to a six-point game. 28-22, Bentonville West leading it. Here's Bailey into the front court for the Wolverines.
Hey, Colton. Hey, Hunter, you know, he's talking.
Bailey's just dribbling out there. He doesn't really have anyone close to him. Now it throws it to Hornsby on the left side.
Rotate down. Across.
Hornsby will dribble between the circles, gives it to Bailey on the right. Now he's heading towards the paint. Now his pass was stolen by Benton there in the lane, and back comes Mountain Home. Here's Bashirs with it on the right wing, goes up top to Benton, over to Cruz on the left side, back up top to Benton. Benton will drill to the right wing, gives up top to Peters, over to Bashirs. Now to Waymar on the low block. His layup off the glass and in. David Waymar now with 9 points. And it's a four-point game now. 28-24, Bentonville West with the ball in the lead. 5:15 left in the third quarter. Here's Bailey into the front court. He throws it to Hornsby. He has on the right wing. Gives it there to Barron. Now Barron will go up top to Bailey. Stop about three. Now gives it to Larson. He's going to pull up for the hook shot. No good. And the rebound was controlled by Peters. Larson shot that hook shot right over Waymar and just couldn't get to go. Here's Bashirs with it on the left wing now for the Bombers. Throws up top to Benton. Over to Cruz on the left side now. Cruz will dribble between the circles. Now he's going towards the lane. Now kicks it to Bashirs in the right corner. Throws it back to Cruz at the free throw line. His jumper is good. Luke Cruz now with 7 points. and it is a two-point game all of a sudden, a one-possession game. Bentonville West leading 28-26 with 4:24 left in the third quarter. Here is Bailey throwing it to Collier Blackburn. His pass to Barron at the right elbow. And now but throws it back to Blackburn. Up top to Bailey now. Finds Hornsby on the left side. He's going into lane, and he's called for the travel once again. Oh, he better be careful. He's starting to show his temper. He's already got one technical foul. He gets another. He's tossed and suspended for the next game. And now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:06 left to play in the third quarter. It is Bentonville West leading 28-26. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Is it time to make a change? Integrity First Bank has been headquartered in Mountain Home, serving the Twin Lakes area since 1963. Although we've grown through the years, we're only as big as you need us to be. With 5 local offices, we are a full-service bank offering everything from convenient online and mobile banking, home lending and financing, to trust and wealth management services. You can bank on Integrity First to provide hometown, quality banking service with local decisions that our friends and neighbors have trusted for more than half a century. We invite you to come experience it for yourself at Integrity First Bank.
Well, Mountain Home will get the ball back with coming out of the timeout with 4:06 left to play in the third quarter with a chance to tie or take the lead back. They haven't led since the first quarter when they were up 8-6. 4:06 again, 4:06 left in the third quarter. It is the Bentonville West leading 28-26. Mountain Home gets the ball off the turnover. It was Gabe Hornsby being called for the travel right before that timeout. Benton drills to the right wing. Finds Waymar on the low block. He's going in for the layup. No good. Tips it back up. He can't get it to go. He falls back up. This time he's going to be fouled, and we'll head to the free throw line. I believe they're going to get Ben Larson with his – nope, I take that back. They're going to call that on Colin Blackburn, who just checked in a moment ago. That's his second personal foul, team foul number one against Bentonville West. So David Waymar going back to the free throw line. First shot is up and in. He's now 4-5 from the charity stripe and in double figures with 10. And if he hits his next one, we'll be tied up. 3:55 left in the third quarter. Waymire's second free throw rolls around, does not go, and the rebound is controlled by Collier Blackburn for Bentonville West. 28-27, the Wolverines leading it. Here is Bailey into the front court. Mount Thoman, a man-to-man once again. Ball goes over to Wilmot on the right side. Yeah, he'll throw it up top to Collier Blackburn. Over to Larson on the left wing. Up top to Bailey. He drills towards the lane. He's going into the lane for the layup. No, off the glass and in. I think Bailey may have gotten away with a little bit of a forearm there and an offensive foul, but sometimes you just don't get those calls. 30-27, Bentonville West leading it. Here's Peters with it on the right wing. Up top to Benton. Hey, he loses the handle of it for a moment, but now gives it to Bashirs. Now goes down to Waymar on the low block. He puts up off the glass and in. And he's going to be fouled and head to the free throw line. That's going to be Ben Larson picking up his third personal foul, team foul number two, against the Wolverines here in the second half. So David Waymar back at the free throw line with another chance to tie this game up. 3:06 left to play in the third quarter. Waymar now has 12, and he'll try to make it 13 with this free throw. He can't get it to go. Hit the front of the rim, and no good. 30-29, Bentonville West with the ball in the lead. Less than 3 minutes left to play. And the ball goes into the front court, and Mount Home gets a little aggressive there, going for the ball. That is Talon Benton picking up his second personal foul, team foul number two, against the Bombers here in the second half. 2:55 left to play in the third quarter. Bentonville West leading 30-29. Wilmot inbounds to Bailey in the backcourt. He'll cross the timeline with it. Ball goes over to Collier Blackburn on the right side. Now he dribbles between the circles. Now goes to the left side, going down towards the low block. Has the ball knocked away from him. Ball still loose. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bentonville West, and it will be Mountain Home getting the ball back with another chance to take the lead with 2:35 left in the third quarter. Again, Bombers trail 30-29. Here is Benton across the timeline for the Bombers. He'll throw it to Peters on the right side. Thought about going to Waymar. Now gets to the Shears. He will get to Waymar on the low block. He's going up with it. Off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. This time his shot is blocked. And Benville West comes away with the basketball. 2:17 left to play in the third quarter. Oh, Matt's home. They're having their chances. They just cannot complete the lead there. Here is Collier Blackburn with it on the left side. Finds Bailey on the right now. He's heading towards the lane. Now kicks out to Colin Blackburn. He dribbles out to the wing. Now about out top to Wilmot. Goes down into the left corner to Bailey. He dribbles out to the wing.
Be ready to close out, Cruz. Now be ready.
Looks like a 2-3 zone now for Mountain Home, by the way. Ball goes over to Colin Blackburn. Now back over to Wilmot. Over to Bailey now. 1:40 left in the third quarter. Again, Benville West leads by a point. Here is Wilmot with it. He has it on the right elbow, going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound for Collier Blackburn. His shot was blocked by Waymire, and Benton comes away with the basketball. Here's Cruz with it in the front court and throws it to Benton on the left side. Benton going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Tanner Benton with his first points of the night, and he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three, and Mountain Home has the lead with 1:18 left in the third quarter. That foul is on Dylan Bailey, his second personal foul, team foul number three against the Wolverines here in the second half. Bailey will take a seat, as will Ben Larson, as they are replaced by Hunter Svoboda and Hayden White. This will be White's first time to come in tonight. He is a 5'10 senior. Benton's free throw is up and good. He now has 3 points. 32-30, Mountain Home with the lead.
Let's go!
I believe the Bombers did have a sub, too, by the way. Baylor Cresselius comes in, replacing David Waymire. Here is Wilmot with it for the Wolverines. He has it at the top. Now he's going into the lane. And now he's going to be called. Oh, outside. They're about to call the charge, but they changed it to a block. There at the. So that's going to be on Luke Cruz, his second personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers. Now the foul was on the floor. So Benville West will inbound it. Here's Wilmot with it up between the circles. His pass, Collier Blackburn wasn't even looking for it. And, oh, my goodness, Greg White grabbed the ball. He slammed it in anger. I don't think at the refs, just at his own team. Here is Svoboda taking the inbound pass, finding Collier Blackburn on the low block. He puts it up off the glass and in, and we're knotted up at 32 all. And back the other way, Mountain Home loses the ball in the paint, and Benville West comes up with it with another chance to take the lead. Here is Svoboda going into the lane for the layup off the glass and in. Hunter Svoboda with 4 points, and Benville West went back on top with 30 seconds left of the third quarter. 34-32 our score. Here's Benton with it on the right wing. Now he dribbles down to the corner. Goes cross court to Cresselius on the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Gives up top to Peters, or to Benton on the right side. He's going to pull up for the long three. In and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Blackburn for Bentonville West. 10 seconds left. Here is Blackburn into the front court. Drills to the right side. He's going down towards the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass, and good. Collier Blackburn now with 12 points, and that is the way this third quarter is going to end. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Bentonville West leading Mountain Home 36-32. We'll start the final quarter in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center.